Bear Podcast 309. Great there, Ray.
Well, thank you. So you really had an orgy with 15 bears at TBRU?
No, I did not. Just
that's what all the emails I've been getting is that Leonard was in the bear orgy.
Is that what you've been seeing on Twitter feed?
How long have I been looking on XTube? The video's already up.
Yep, I guess everything's true. Okay, welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
The orgy. The orgy formerly known as Nard.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Ray. Hello, everybody. Ray.
Hello. Welcome to episode 309. And yeah, it's been a great weekend for me. I wish you were there, Ray.
All them bears.
If you've seen one, you've seen them all already. Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, that last weekend, I just came from TBRU in Dallas. And it was really fun. It was I got to meet a lot of new people, a lot of friends. Oh, I should give some shout-outs, like some people who moved. Brian, who moved here to Houston. You might see him soon.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Brian. And a couple of friends who I met there, David and Richard. I met them there.
Hey,
David,
Richard.
Yeah, they were listening to the podcast, too. And it was fun. It was great to see them. Who else? Arctic and Kevin. That's right.
Arctic, yeah.
I think you like Arctic. I think he's more like Mike's type, actually. So, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, pictures. Where are the pictures, Leonard?
Oh, I should be posting them soon on my Flickr. So, yeah, I just came from TBRU. It's been a great weekend. It was, of course, at the Crown Plaza. And I was there with some Houston people, hanging out with them, and of course Tony. Tony was my roommate. Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Tony, for sharing the room.
Tony, yes.
Tony from you met him in New Orleans. I think you met him. He's another Filipino guy who's into bears. So that, yeah, we hanged out there, and we met a new friend named Carl from Connecticut. So shout out, and yeah, it's fun. It's you know, one of the highlights for me in that event was the dinner on Saturday. I don't know if I told you, but they did it in a bowling alley.
Oh.
It's a great idea. I like the idea because, okay, I'll be honest, the food wasn't too spectacular, but the venue is awesome because before, what has happened before, they feed the people, feed the bears, and then they go to somewhere to see a contest and maybe a comedian or an entertainer. And apparently, in my observation, it hasn't been working so well. So instead of entertaining the people, why not entertain themselves? So I thought it was a great idea. You know, everybody's bowling. All the lanes were all filled. So I couldn't even play. I couldn't even bowl. You know, I bowl every Friday night.
Did you take your balls with you?
No, I didn't. I kind of thought of bringing my shoes and bringing my ball, but I didn't. But towards the end, I did get to bowl. And people got to play pool. There are lots of video games, Dance Dance Revolution. I even saw Clinton from the Bears in the City from Australia. He's dancing Dance Dance Revolution. It was funny. And yeah, it's fun. I think we should take up on this idea. What do you think, Ray? You know, maybe for Louis weekend.
That would be something interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting because, that's where we saw some of the videos, the previews of Bear Nation and Bear City, the movie. Yeah. In fact, in this episode, we're playing the audio from the interview with Malcolm Ingram. Malcolm Ingram made the documentary called The Small Town Gay Bar many years ago, and right now his latest one is Bear Nation. And some of you guys who are listening may have gone to Austin to watch the whole show, the whole movie at South by Southwest, but he wasn't able to play it here. So I kind of felt bad about that, Ray, because there is no real venue, there's no real place and time to play the whole show. But Malcolm wanted to show it to everyone. So, oh well, maybe we'll have to go to Dallas one day, or there's another gay film, gay film festival here in Houston. When do you think is a gay film festival here?
I don't know. Well, if we can talk to them, I mean, the Bears can always show it at the River Oaks Theater.
Yeah, if we can do that. Because whenever it does that, there's always a question and answer after that. So it should be interesting, right? Yeah. Okay, so let's go on with the interview with Malcolm Ingram at the Crown Plaza at TBRU.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear. It's kind of chilly.
It is kind of, well, I mean, it got kind of arctic here. It's horrible. It's supposed to snow, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's supposed to, but I guess...
Like, I don't know if my flight's going to get out tomorrow. Like, I called
the... What time do you fly?
Well, I fly tomorrow at, like, 1. But if it's, you know, it's high winds and snow, isn't that where you don't... That's where you don't fly in.
Yeah. Right? Well, I'm driving, so... But going south. I'll be...
Where are you
Houston.
Going?
Oh, Houston. That's where I am. So... You're going to go directly to Toronto.
I'm going to go back to Toronto, yeah.
Okay. Well, let me introduce you guys. Yeah, first to the... Okay. Hey, guys. Joining me now is Malcolm Ingram.
Yes.
Yes.
Yay. What's up, guys?
Yay. All right.
Look at that. I got a yay.
You got a yay. Yeah, so I'm glad you came over to TBRU. It's your first time here in Texas?
It is. Well, it's not my first time in Texas. First time at this event, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so when was the last time you went here? Just for...
To Dallas or to Texas in general?
To Texas in general. Because I know you were in Austin last week.
I was in Austin last week. I was here with my last movie, Small Town Gay Bar. I played Dallas.
Oh, okay.
I played Dallas twice. I played the Gay Film Festival, and I played the Dallas Film Festival. And then we played South by Southwest with that as well.
Oh, okay. So, all right. Last week you were in Austin. How was it? I mean,
it was great, man.
I heard it's a full show. I mean, it's a ticket turnout and something.
Well, it's one of the... I mean, well, for my screen,
yeah,
it was pretty full. I mean, it did really good. Like, people seemed to like it. It kind of we had some buzz, I guess. It was exciting. It was really great.
Awesome. Okay, Bear Nation.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Tell us about Bear Nation. So, what did you start with this?
When did I start with it?
When and I mean, how did you start with it? I mean,
I didn't want to make a bear documentary because, like, after Small Town Gay Bar, I was figuring out what I wanted to do next, and like it came up a couple of times. Bear documentary. There've been a couple of others ones made, and I just kind of like, do I really want to throw my hat into that ring? And the thing is, like, do I really want to shit where I eat? The bear community is, you know, I mean, it's kind of, you know, where a lot of my, you know, friendships are, it's where I get laid, it's all that kind of stuff. So basically, you know, and who wants to be the voice of something? Like, it can only go wrong. You know what I mean? And bears were bitchy, so it's just kind of like, no matter what I did, there's going to be a bunch of people who are just like, that's not it. That's, you know, that's not what it is. That's not, you didn't tell the right story. Mm-hmm. So basically, I was just setting myself up to fail. But, I mean, I'm just like, this community means so much to me. It's given me everything. I didn't come into the closet until I was in my 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And fun, like, because essentially, like, when I, you know, when I first figured out I was gay, you know, like, going to a gay bar was a horrible experience because it's just, like, I wasn't having, you know, I wasn't getting the attention from anybody. I just kind of walked in and I felt like a total outsider.
Okay.
But when I first went to a bear bar, all of a sudden it was like, you know, I mean... You know, all of a sudden I had sexual currency, and it's and that's so important. So kind of like, you know, it gave me that, and it just kind of keeps giving me things. So I basically wanted to give back.
Okay, so that's the documentary about. So, what cities did you? Because I saw you at Chicago last year.
Yes,
you were filming there.
We filmed in Chicago. Okay. We filmed in London, New York, Las Vegas. New York, Las Vegas, Chicago, and Toronto.
Toronto, okay.
Toronto, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I saw you there. You were filming with a crew. You have a crew walking around.
We had a small crew, a very small crew. It's my, and they're all straight, and they're just like,
oh.
They're just like, what the fuck is this bear thing? Like, it's all very confusing. Like,
they didn't know what they were.
They knew what it was, but, like, when you go to a bear event with straight guys who just, you know, they're just like, it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
I mean, it's overwhelming for me, but, you know, but for guys who've never seen anything like this before, it kind of, it's overwhelming.
A friend of mine told me that I think you got a glimpse of my. I mean, you filmed a little bit of my husband there. So.
Oh, really? It's possible.
Yeah, so I want to see that. So tonight you're gonna do the.
Tonight we're showing the trailer.
Just the trailer.
Oh, yeah. We actually offered to show the movie, and they didn't respond to it. We were like, it was. It's kind of. We said, hey man, like, you guys want us to show the movie, and they said no.
Oh, too bad. I want to show you the little thing. So, this is your last stop on this one. For
this movie?
Yeah.
This beginning.
The
dude.
Beginning.
Oh my God, yeah.
I mean, for Texas and everything.
Oh, we're gonna come. We'll probably come back to Texas. We're gonna come back and do a proper screening in Dallas. But we're doing a tour with the movie. Like, essentially, we're starting. After this, I get to go home and rest for a month, and then it all picks up. Then we're kind of going to Miami, Boston, Orlando. And then we're going to Chicago. We're going to have a big screen in Chicago with Bear Pride. And then we're going to do, like, a 29-city tour with the movie and just kind of bring it, like, over the summer. Like, we're going to be – we rented a theater during Provincetown, during P-Town Bear Week. So we're going to have you screening all during Bear Week. So we're going to have a lot of fun with it. We're going to really bring it out there. And we're doing it all ourselves because I think with this kind of, you know, specialized release, I mean, nobody would know how to. I think I know how to kind of get it out there better than a distributor did.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually had a lot of interest from people at South by Southwest who were just kind of who wanted to get involved, and it just made no sense because they wouldn't. I don't think they would know how to get it out there.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, let me ask you about Small Town Gay Bar.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Okay. So you got that out
yes.
a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
How do you compare the two? How the difficulty?
In this one, I didn't have to talk to Fred Phelps, so that was kind of that made things a little easier.
I saw that. I remember. Yeah, you. How could you talk to? I mean, it's kind of hard to talk to someone who's really hateful or something like that.
You right? know what? I mean, there's a couple of things about Fred Phelps. He's so cartoonish. He's so over the top about it that I just didn't take him serious. Like, I didn't feel threatened and like that. And another two, like, he knows what he's doing. I mean, he's actually a very wonderful man. Like, he's actually, like, he's a grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
He treated us very, very well. He was very sweet. Like, that's the whole thing. Like, he's kind of like your grandfather meets Hitler. He kind of has this kind of weird vibe. But he's like, he was really, really friendly and stuff, but he just, and that was the interesting thing, because when we sat down to the interview, like, he's this kindly old man, and he's saying the most shocking things, and it's just kind of like, I mean, I was really hungover as well, so there was a bunch of factors going in, so, but I mean, essentially, like, you know, Fred Phelps, one thing I will say for Fred Phelps, like, I would rather kind of the enemy I know, and I respect kind of Fred Phelps for, I mean, respect is kind of a weird word, but he's being honest. I mean, there's so many people in the world that kind of have those feelings, and basically, I mean, I think George W. Bush had the exact same feelings that Fred Phelps did. Fred Phelps just had the balls to actually say how he felt, and it's just like, if it's the enemy you know, it's something you deal with, but essentially it's more the people who kind of, like, have those feelings and attitudes and actually have the power to actually, you know, do or not do things. It kind of, that's where the problem lays, I think.
Okay.
Like, Fred Phelps doesn't have really any power. He gets a lot of press, but nobody takes, like...
It's pretty loud.
Do people take Fred Phelps seriously? Anybody, do you think? No. I mean, he's just kind of, he's a cartoon.
Well.
A really shocking cartoon, but a cartoon nonetheless.
Yeah, so that was... in Meridian, it's around Mississippi, right?
Which?
When you were filming it?
We filmed Mississippi and Alabama.
Alabama.
And Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah. So it was pretty much around those towns that you did the film, and then now here you got to film each... You were filming a lot of bear runs.
No, no, no. We just filmed. We filmed Chicago.
That's the only bear you went to.
Chicago. Okay. We went to Las Vegas to talk to Bear Magazine, mm-hmm. because the editor of Bear Magazine, put out this really kind of nasty little missive.
Oh, okay. I heard about that.
I don't know if any of you guys read it. He Bear Nation put out a magazine that basically complained that the word bear was being co-opted by fat people. Mm-hmm. And I went down there to talk to him about it. It was funny. Oh. I mean, the thing about him is he's a very smart man. He's just kind of, he's trying to create a debate.
Okay. Yeah, so that and one of your interviews was also Bob Mould.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, Bob. God.
No, it was amazing. Ed Bob Mould came and he DJ'd at my party at South by Southwest.
Oh, yeah.
But Bob Mould is just kind of like, I've been a huge fan of his for a very long time. And he's kind of like, I've been listening to his music for so long. I mean, I was listening to Husker Du when I was like 16 years old.
Yeah.
So essentially, like, his viewpoints kind of influence kind of how I see the world. So it's so flattering to be able to kind of sit down and have him be kind of a part of my work. And he's so generous, and he's an incredible.
He's a very nice guy.
Yeah, he's really, really cool. And very sexy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Bob Mould, he kind of like, I mean, he was always kind of, Bob Mould used to be cute. Mm-hmm. Now Bob Mould is, like, totally hot.
He's pretty famous in the Philippines. And
is he?
We, back in the 80s, we used to cover some of his songs.
Oh, really?
Husker Du songs, and, oh, yeah. And then I didn't know he was gay.
and now you're just like,
oh yeah, even more.
Have you had dirty thoughts about Bob Mould?
Well, yeah, sometime last year.
Really?
Right now, when I heard that.
Have you jerked off thinking about Bob Mould?
Well, sometimes.
Really?
Oh yeah.
What is Bob Mould doing when you're thinking about this?
Somewhere behind me, perhaps.
Really?
Or sometimes, and I would go get to the back. Yeah.
So, get it? You want to get fucked? You think about getting fucked by Bob Mould?
Oh yeah, definitely. And then.
All right. Good for you.
Oh, yeah. Well, we could switch, you know. I'm sure he is.
Have
you had bad thoughts with Bob Mould?
I don't, what?
Have you had good, those thoughts?
Have I had sex with Bob Mould?
You would?
No, I couldn't.
You couldn't?
No, I don't want to have sex. I mean, I if Bob Mould wasn't Bob Mould, I would totally have sex with him, but I don't want to have sex with Bob Mould. It's just something. There's only, I think there's two people that are kind of famous that I would want to have sex with. Mm. I think Chris Maloney, but everybody would have sex with Chris Maloney, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Did I hear a slurp?
It was a laugh, but if you want to make it a slurp.
Yes.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I don't know why, but I he's kind of like, he's not really my type, but I guess.
Oh, really?
Like, okay. But Ryan Reynolds.
Because
he's a little too buff, but Ryan Reynolds is just... I mean, Ryan Reynolds has the whole thing. You know, you look at Ryan Reynolds, and you're like, that dude's totally got a big dick. Not that I'm a total size queen, but it's just kind of like... He just has that natural confidence and that natural... That he just... Like, it just... Ryan Reynolds, I think... You know, he must have been Gandhi in a past life, because he's got this kind of... You know, he's kind of got this perfect kind of life. And he's fucking Scarlett Johansson, mm-hmm. who's like one
you're
of like...
jealous.
Of who, though? That's the question. Because, I mean, I think of five women that I would fuck. Like,
oh, really?
Scarlett Johansson. Like, basically, to have sex with Scarlett Johansson and Ryan Reynolds, mm-hmm. I'd cut off my dick. Because, like, where would I go from there? There'd be no point in having sex again.
Oh, good Lord. He's going to be Green Lantern.
I'm not that guy. I'm not a comic guy.
You're
I'm just
a comic
like,
guy?
I shrug.
I think he's going to be Green Lantern. You're right. Okay. Yeah, so, he'll be in spandex.
He's not a comic guy. He is.
No.
Apparently, his outfit is...
Yeah.
Religion he is.
Oh.
So.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you guys think? Do you think he has a big dick?
I think so, yeah. I just think he's hot, period.
He is, totally, right? And he's just got that kind of great personality about him, too.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about Kevin Smith.
Okay.
He's a friend of yours for a long, long time.
Yes.
Okay, so, like, you came out to him? Or
I mean, he's one of the people I came out to, yeah.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay. Okay, so what's up with him? He's,
I think he's a six pack away from sucking a dick.
Oh really?
Yeah.
See, I knew it. Yeah. I kind of thought.
I think if somebody wanted to, you know, to
what
get
if you
him,
get him drunk? Get him drunk. Sometime.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you get him drunk, you probably get him
get
to
him
suck
drunk,
your
really?
Dick.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting because he doesn't want to. Well, he talks. He's very candid about it. He talks about he doesn't want to get his he doesn't want to get his dick. He wants to suck a dick because mm-hmm. it's just like if you're gonna, you know, might as well if you're in penny in for a pound, right? If you're gonna if you're gonna try, you might as well suck it, right?
Yeah.
But he's kind of he's so gay. Like he's got a gay brother. He's very gay positive, mm-hmm. And he's just kind of, you know. He bugs me about it, like, you know, but I bug him. Like, he just, we tease each other.
He always asks you about all these, you know,
gay
things. What have you ever...
Because he's so fucking curious. As I say, he's, I mean, I'm telling you, like, he is so close to being gay. It's ridiculous. Because he's way so interested. Like, I'm, you know, like, we did that thing at IBR where me and him had to get up and talk. And uh-huh. he just basically always... And this is stuff my mother has to listen to, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just kind of like... And I, you know, he knows. He, like, you know, he knows. He knows that it's kind of...
Why would you have him on Mon Glow?
I might have him on... I mean, I totally will have him on Mon Glow.
Definitely.
But the only problem with that is that he'll basically talk about, like, me fucking dudes
in your front of
my mother. My mother will, you know, and then my mother will cry, and then... No, I don't need that.
Oh, no.
Kevin and my mother already have a very weird relationship.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's funny. Yeah.
So you started Mo and Glow.
I did. I started a podcast. Yeah, and it's just kind of, I just kind of figured, it was something I thought about for a while, because, I mean, I do that thing on Kevin's thing, and
mm-hmm.
I have a lot of fun with it, and Kevin keeps going like, hey, man, you should do one. And, like, you know, he started up that Smodcast site, and it's just kind of like, if you're going to do a podcast, and he's going to offer to be it, I would be a fool not to kind of take him up on the offer.
Yeah.
But it was just kind of like, I thought of a bunch of things I wanted to do, and then I just saw it. Like, my mom is, my mom's kind of a quirk, like, all of our mothers are quirky, but my mother is just kind of like, she's always had an interest in doing, like, kind of community television and stuff. I remember, mm-hmm. like, when I was, like, in my teens, my mother, like, had her own show on community television where
she
would talk to, like, the mayor. And I always thought it was just kind of completely adorable. So I just thought if there's anybody, you know, I would just bring my mother into it.
And
but now she quit.
Yeah.
She quit after, like, the second episode. She said she feels it's too much for her.
Really?
So now I'm going to have guest hosts in between.
But are you going to change the name?
No. Because I'm going to keep her in and out. Because I'm in the,
she's giving me 3 months.
She's giving me 3 months, but then she's gone.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to, but then she's, after that, she'll come on monthly. But I'm looking forward. I'm really excited because I have a lot to talk. We're gonna record a new one right when I get back, hopefully on Monday. So I'm gonna kind of, and we haven't sat down in a while because I skipped last week. So I'm excited.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Actually, it's really funny because now it's something like podcasts are kind of, it's fun, right? Like when you know, I mean,
do whenever, whatever.
And you have an audience, and kind of like when the new one comes out, like people, I don't know. It's I never thought I'd be a podcast guy. But apparently I'm a podcast guy.
Well, you've always been in Smodcast, so...
I've been in Smodcast, but I never wanted to be in that. Like, Kevin just brought me on Smodcast because he just wanted an idiot to kind of, like, make fun of.
Oh.
So I'm that guy. I was kind of the court jester. I'm the kind of guy, yeah. Because every time that one time that I kind of... The pinky incident, which is haunted, where basically I stayed up for three... Like, I'm going to qualify this. I never get to qualify it. Me and Kevin had stayed up 3 days in a row. We went to Vegas. We're in New Jersey, and we played like two nights of poker, and then it was just a crazy. I'd never stayed up that long in my entire life. Like, I didn't get any sleep for 3 days, and then he sat me down to do a podcast, and I'm just kind of like, and I forgot the name of the Prime Minister of Canada because the new Prime Minister had just been elected, and And I never heard the end of it. But the thing about it is that it was a horrible moment.
Awesome. Wow.
And it's Steve Harper, by the way, is the name of the Prime Minister. I always qualify that now with like it's
no, you remember now.
I'll never be caught with my pants down again. Well, not in that. You know. I'll be caught with my pants down many times, but not in this situation.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so let's go back to Bear Nation.
Okay.
All right, Bear Nation. We have a question from our friend Tom.
When will you be releasing it? Are you planning on releasing it on video?
We're going to release it on DVD probably in the fall. Like, we're going to do a tour with it first, and we're going to partner up with, like, events and that kind of thing.
Very similar to the way you did Small Town Gay Bar.
Yeah, with Small Town Gay Bar, we played film festivals. This one... I'm gonna try and stay away from the... I love gay film festivals. I kind of love that route, but it's like... I kind of did it, and I don't want to take away from other people who are kind of trying to do it. Like, I don't want to be a total whore and just kind of take a space for you know, an up-and-coming film. So I kind of, like, I think that I've benefited a lot from the Gay Film Festival circuit. So, I mean, I'm going to play, like, any place that gave me an award, I'll play. So we're playing Miami. Like, Miami, I wanted to go back to. Like, I had a really great experience with Miami. So, and we're the centerpiece screening there. We're going to play the Frameline in San Francisco. We're going to play probably Outfest, although I didn't have a great time at that festival, but there's some people involved there now that I want to do it with. Besides from that, I mean, we're going to kind of, like, we're talking about playing, like, campgrounds. Like, we're totally going to be very, very flexible with how we do it. And, it shouldn't be rigid. I think that in the release of this, I think that there's a lot of venues that we kind of explore. Like, we're talking about showing at the Parliament House. In Orlando.
Oh, really?
Which is a great, I mean, I love the Parliament House. So it's like, basically, I could be showing my film, I could get my dick sucked.
The doors are open, you could just go.
Oh, God. Is the Parliament House like that all the time?
I think so, yeah.
Is it the Motel Bath House? Like, have you guys all been to the Parliament House?
I've heard stories. I've only heard stories. Not that I've ever been there, but it used to be a lot worse.
By worse, you mean better?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
They really cracked down on security and
because when I went there, I remember going there a couple of times in the, you know, in like the early 2000s, and it was crazy. Yeah. It was just kind of like, it was just so funny. Like, guys had their St. John's crosses up, and they had and you'd just be like, this is dirty.
Oh,
that's no. There's nothing wrong with
nothing
dirty.
Nothing wrong. Yeah, no. Many people like that. I wanted to ask you. I forgot. Have you ever done porn? Have you ever filmed porn?
I had a whole idea and everything. I had talked to.
Oh my god.
What bear company did I talk to? Cyberbears.
Cyberbears.
I talked to Cyberbears because essentially I had done an interview with them and stuff, and we were shooting the shit about it, and. My problem with porn is that if I'm doing a porn, like, I don't think porn actors get paid enough. Mm. Like, that's my whole thing. It's just kind of like, when you're, like, I don't know. So, basically, the thing, it came down to kind of what the models were going to get paid. And I was like, I don't want to, you know, that shit's out there forever. And not that there's anything wrong with doing porn or anything, but it's just like, I don't know. If you're doing porn, I think you should get paid a pretty good wage.
Yeah.
But then again, I start talking to the bear. Like, I have a great kind of, I have a concept of the porn that I want. I want to, like.
What kind of porn do you have in mind?
I just wanted, like, I have this, I want to do.
Soft porn? No.
No, not soft porn.
Soft bear porn.
I was, like, I wanted to do, like, my pitch was I wanted to do a porn that starts off with this big burly guy is cooking a cheeseburger on a barbecue. And just kind of like this great kind of like, and he's cooking a cheeseburger while his cub is showering. Uh-huh. And basically, you know, the cub gets out of the shower just as the bear gets in, and the bear fucks the cub while eating his cheeseburger.
Oh.
I thought it'd be totally fucking
No one's
hot.
Done that yet again.
No, I don't know
so
why.
Domestic.
What?
Yeah.
It's so domestic.
But it isn't it? But it's. I think it's kind of, and you just have like mayonnaise. Like, it's just kind of like, you do so much with it. And it would just be kind of like, so you guys are with this. Like, was it a porn you would watch? I guess it depends who's in it.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
We've done this. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you have a porn.
That's our daily life.
But, yeah, I mean, because eating and fucking is a great thing to do together. I mean, if you're going to, you know, if you're a big, I love eating, I love fucking. So it's just kind of like, to combine the two. Right?
In the kitchen.
But they don't do it in porn. Like, and I don't want to do, like, feeder porn. Like, But just kind of, like, sexual, like, the eating. Like, there's nothing sexier than a cheeseburger or a rib. Mm. I know I sound,
oh my God.
I might sound crazy, but it's just, like, ribs are,
that would be the
ribs
first
are sexy.
Idea. Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want a rib shoved up my ass, but, like, eating ribs, it's just, there's something so primal about it. Like, eating, like, it's, you know, you're not eating, like, it's meat. You're just eating meat, so I don't know. So that was kind of my idea. So, and it's funny. I talked to the Bear Magazine guys
mm-hmm.
because they do that kind of like they're doing that really kind of like, hey dude, like you might think it's bear porn, but it's not very bear-y. Like it's just kind of like they have that one guy. I don't know. They had the one guy on the cover. Like, I love the Bear Magazine guys, and like, you know, God bless them, but they're doing, like, those really muscular guys who essentially were circuit queens, and now they want to stop shaving themselves, so now they're bears. And you're just like, come on, motherfucker, you ain't no bear. Yeah. And again, I guess anybody that's not right. Anybody who feels they're a bear is absolutely, like, it's, you know, it's a club that has a very open-door policy, as it absolutely should. Mm-hmm. But you kind of get sick of people who kind of come into this community. I think through that kind of path, the guys who kind of, you know, circuit guys who kind of get a little older, you know, get a little chunkier, get a little hairier. Mm-hmm. And they kind of, like, they don't fit into that world anymore. So they're like, oh, this bear thing will totally work for us. And it's just, and that's great, but they bring kind of that negative attitude. You know, the bear thing to me has always been about inclusiveness. It's such, mm-hmm. it's such an important thing, and it's something that, you know, in my documentary is very much about. But
that's right.
I think there's a thing kind of going on in the bear world right now, as I was just talking about, where, you know, I compare everything to high school. And essentially, we're totally the AV club. And I fucking love being the AV club. Like, being in the AV club is great. But then you have the kind of, like, you know, you're surrounded by, like, the jocks, the preps, the cheerleaders, and all that shit.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like, you have, like, the jocks decide they want to join the AV club. And you're just kind of like, that's cool. But, like, you know, but you kind of have that jock attitude. You're implementing things like, you know, a hierarchy. And it's just kind of like...
The VIPs, or...
I mean, yeah, I mean, yeah. Like, you know, it's just like, the words A-list bears is just such an oxymoron A-list. To me. And it's just like...
A-list bears.
I've actually heard the words, like, if I hear somebody say, I'm an A-list bear, he might as well just say...
Oh, no.
He might as well just say, like, I am a fucking asshole. Like, it's the same thing. A-list bear and asshole. It's and you're just kind of like, hey, man, like, bring it somewhere else. Like, if you guys want to be that way... That's amazing, but it's just kind of like, you know what? That's what I love about the Chicago event. Mm-hmm. The Chicago bear event is great because all the assholes go to IML. Like, they have somewhere else to go. So Chicago, but it's true. Like, it's just kind of like they have their thing, and then, like, and then you have this real kind of bear event in Chicago where it's just the people who kind of want to do the bear thing.
Yeah.
Like, God, I don't, like, you know. I don't judge anybody on, like, you know, size, color, this, that, but I do judge people absolutely on attitude. Like, that is the only prejudice I have. If anybody presents me with attitude, like, all bets are off, go fuck yourself. Mm-hmm. So, and essentially, like, that's kind of the problem, is just, it was funny, like, walking into this event. Like, it's great, because there's a lot of great guys and
it's
stuff, but this is one of these events where you have the mix of, like, the bears and the bears, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. And I've experienced attitude here. I mean, I it's so funny. I was talking to this guy yesterday, and like, basically he approached me, and he was kind of a muscular, he was a good looking guy, he was talking to me, and he approached me, and we started talking, we were having a conversation, and all of a sudden a guy approached the both of us and just started talking to him, and essentially it was like one of those things where it's just like, dude, I'm right fucking here. And it's just like, I don't care. Like, I had no interest in this guy or his asshole friend. But it's one of those things where it's just like common courtesy, man. It's just like,
yeah, you just,
so I mean, experiencing that kind of shit, and based on a whole, I think this is kind of a wonderful event. But I mean, you kind of experience that everywhere.
Oh yeah, definitely. Any run. Actually, but if you do,
but not Chicago.
Small ones, but
not Chicago, because essentially, as I said, like, I don't know. Do you guys agree? Am I off base here?
Well, usually the smaller runs, right?
You never been.
This is first time here.
Do I just sound like a total asshole?
No.
Really? Do I sound like an asshole?
No.
No. But
I'll say yes.
Oh, I know.
He just walked in.
He just walked in and just be like, "That dude's an asshole." I'm like, "What?"
I'll fill him in. Don't worry.
All right.
Yeah. But if it's a big run, I think that's my experience. If it's a big run, that's what happens. But if it's a smaller run,
Chicago,
yeah,
because of IML.
Oh yeah, I guess so. But the other runs that are 200 people, 200 attendees, stuff like that, it's kind of intimate.
You know what IBR was? IBR got small.
Yeah, I heard it's a
because it's just like, this is a big fucking, like, this is a big event.
Yeah, it's,
and I guess
it's the biggest ever, I think, right now.
And I guess because Lazy Bear's not happening, people are kind of making plans to go other places, right? Like, I guess. Because, like, I guess this year, Provincetown is going to be insane, I imagine, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
they doubled the price of everything.
Provincetown?
And the usual high price, and everything is sold out.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like getting a room right now in P-Town, because we're renting a theater. We're gonna be showing the movie during P-Town. So, and it's a drag because I'm gonna have to figure out a way to stay in Provincetown, and everything's kind of sold out. It's crazy.
When are you going? When is that?
Provincetown is in July, right?
First week of July.
But like that's an event that I hear. Like it's so funny because Texas Bear Roundup is an event that I've always heard. I don't know why I haven't heard that much about it. Like I've always heard people going and having a great time. Mm-hmm. But this is kind of like my first time, and I'll totally come back to this event. Like I think that it's like I've met some great people and like all that kind of stuff. It's a really, I can't believe how big it is. And they take over a hotel, and it feels real lawless. Like it feels like it totally does feel because where's the staff? Like it feels like the staff has been gathered up and shoved in a room. They are, right? And essentially like there's one phone and if the bears come a call in, like they come rushing out and deal with it and then just go back to that room really quickly. Because Mike, like you don't see any staff anywhere.
No one to
like
you
see you. Kind of like a horrified person standing at like behind the front desk.
That's it. That's just one person out there.
Housekeeping's like well-trained ninjas. You never see them, and then your room is clean, and then all you hear is them whimpering in the corner. Yeah. But you never see them.
It's brilliant, right? But you really like, and I'm not kidding around. And it's just like you don't see these people.
Yeah.
But there is some regulation because last night for the jockstrap thing, like you can't show junk, right? You can't really.
No.
That's a Texas thing?
That's a Texas thing. Mm-hmm. We came very close to showing junk.
You can.
I like
you cannot
junk.
Show crack. Ass crack.
Really?
Yeah.
Honey, I get up. I show ass crack all the time. I gotta get arrested.
Unless you're a plumber.
That's the thing, man. Like, I just can't help it. My shorts always. I'm always showing crack.
Oh, okay. I hope we get a glimpse of that later.
Oh, you don't want to see that.
Okay.
It's just a mess.
But anyway, well, we're going to wrap this up. Thank you so much for being in the show. And
it's great.
Bear Nation.
Bear Nation coming out. It's we're going to kind of throw it out different places. And, yeah, I mean, it's kind of, we'll see what happens. But thank you for having me. It was really great. Awesome. I'm sorry for kind of delaying it.
No, it's okay. It's great.
I was doing laundry. I've been on the road now for 10 days. Otherwise, I don't know. I would have smelled so bad they would have smelt it, like, through the airwaves.
Oh.
So I was starting to smell.
Okay. Well, that's it. So, guys, check out Bear Nation very soon.
Are you telling those two guys right there? Like, check out Bear Nation.
Check out YouTube.
And you guys over there should totally check it out as well.
Yeah.
Awesome. Right. Well, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Just a few announcements. Check out some of the events that are coming up this year. Bear Watch by the Houston Area Bears. It's on May 21st to 23rd in Galveston, Texas. Ray and I will be there, and should be fun. So go to bearwatch.net and register. Another event is Bear Pride in Chicago. That is on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th. So check out bearpride.org for more info. Just a few shout-outs to our friends Roy, Chris, William, Rex, Ed, and Tom. Thank you, and it's great to see you guys at TBRU. Okay, now let's go back to the show. He's a cute bear. He's long hair. He was wearing his hair long, and I think by now he's cut it already, Ray. So I don't know. I'm expecting some pictures from it, but you know. Guys listening, this is actually the audio part of the video, so stay tuned for the real video. So you'll be able to see me and Malcolm, you know, talking, and then some of the audience were joining in. So it should be fun. Okay, so Ray, how about some emails?
I got one.
You got one? Okay, what's your email there?
My email is from Phil.
Oh, from Phil, okay.
Yep. Hey there, Nard and Ray. Phil from St. Louis here. Yep, the Pinoy you met last year at last year's Hibernation. You interviewed Buck Ramsey a few months back. Did you know he disappeared off the internet around the middle of February? His accounts were deleted or purged off Blogspot, Twitter, and Xtube, leaving only Googled catch versions from a former spring page. I can't find anything regarding his internet presence disappearance anywhere on the internet or through blog searches. I haven't even found anyone else commenting on his absence. I love Ginger Bears and made use of his videos frequently. But missing him has turned to concern. Was it work or personal? Whatever is the cause is besides the point. Is he all right? Since you had direct contact with Buck, can you check up on him and report back to your podcast or Twitter or something? I want to find out what happened and whether he's okay. Thanks and keep on casting, Phil.
Okay, Phil. Thanks for the email. Okay, first of all, Phil, and to all those who are interested, what's up with Buck Ramsey? He is okay. Nothing's wrong. I've been in contact with him, and he's okay. He wants to tell all of you, those who are fans of Buck Ramsey, that he is taking a break from porn and hope to return in the future. So stay tuned. We might have him in the show again if ever he goes back to porn. So we'll see. We shall see. But yeah, thanks, Phil, for the email. I hope you're... Yeah, don't worry, Phil. He's out there still, but he's taking a break. Okay? Well, I should be honest. I'm kind of used to those videos too, you know. Especially the ones you filmed, Ray.
Well, maybe when he gets ready to come back out, we can have like a big coming out thing. And we can find a city for everybody to meet him in. We can have a Buck Ramsey orgy and I can videotape it of everybody and put it on XTube.
Yay! XTube. Orgy. Okay. One more email here. We have a couple of more, but we're reserving them for another show. Okay, here is an email from Randy. Hey, Randy. Shout out. So, okay. So, he says, hi, Nard. Just heard BP307 with Don and Robert. Best bear podcast ever. Y'all rocked. Just saying. He's just saying. Okay. So, he says, seriously, getting Don is indeed capturing one of the community's hidden voices that needed to be heard. I'm happy that I'm happy that Robert brought up these subjects as well as to capture Don as a major voice everyone needs to hear. One more thing. I'm really enjoying Bear Podcast as it's not only very listenable, but very informative. Congrats, Nard and Ray. And here's to more BPs, more Bear Podcast. Thank you, Randy. Yeah, he's from Minnesota, so thank you, Randy. Yeah, it was great. Our interview with Robert and Don when we did the interracial episode.
Yep.
That was kind of we had a lot of responses to that one, and so we're gonna reserve some more on the next episode. So we're gonna close this for now. And if you guys want to contact us, email us at show@bearpodcast.com, or you can email me directly, nard@bearpodcast.com. And Ray?
Oh, ray@bearpodcast.com. Sorry. I was distracted.
Are you there?
X-Tube.
What are you watching? Sorry. Are you watching X-Tube again in the middle of the show? Gosh. Okay, so it was the voicemail line, Ray.
Oh, the voicemail line is 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Give us a ring-a-ding.
Ring-a-ding-ding. I'll play it in the show. If you guys leave a voice message. And subscribe by iTunes and follow us on Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter. Who uses MySpace? It's just there.
I got a MySpace now, but I ain't been on it in months.
Me neither. It's just that whenever you visit the MySpace page, it plays the latest show. So it's like a radio, if I should say. It's like a radio when it comes to you. So, yeah, check it out. Check it out, MySpace or Facebook or Twitter. Also, I would like to thank Malcolm Ingram for being in the show, and really appreciate. And also a big shout out to Lewis from Lewis Tice. He's the promoter for the movies Bear Nation and Bear City the movie. And he was very helpful, very nice guy. He was very funny too. Yeah, we got to hang out Friday night. Yeah, so. Thank you guys for giving us the opportunity. Okay, thank you guys for listening, and we will catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
here we go. Bear podcast. You startled me over there. You startled me with your video.